On today's show, Toyota announces the boldest environmental strategy we've ever heard from a car company. VW announces a new emphasis on electrification, and Ford corners the market on police cars. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for October 14th of 2015. The internal combustion engine is going to be around for decades to come, but its days are numbered. With a heavy emphasis on fuel cell cars, trucks, and buses, Toyota says it's committed to reducing the CO2 emissions of its vehicles by 90% by 2050. It also says it will eliminate all CO2 emissions from all of its manufacturing facilities by then. And it set a goal of helping to establish a future society based on harmony with nature. This is a comprehensive environmental strategy, and you can click on the link in today's show notes to read all about it. We knew that when the UAW announced it achieved significant concessions from FCA in their second round of bargaining on a new labor contract, that it was only half of the story. Bargaining is a give-and-take process, and we knew the UAW had to give up something to get the gains that it got. Now Bloomberg reports that FCA can double the number of temporary workers it uses in its plants, up to 8% of its workforce. That's kind of surprising, because the UAW has been highly critical of using temporary workers, especially at the foreign-owned transplants. And the union buried that fact deep in the contract, and it did not include it in the summary it sent to FCA members. Will this cause the rank and file to reject the contract again? We'll know soon enough. Coming up next, FCA tells its top interior designer to pack his bags, because he's getting a big promotion.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Pure Michigan, leading the automotive world in intelligent connected vehicles. We run on brain power.
One of our favorite designers in the business just got a big promotion. Klaus Busse, the head of interior design at FCA, is heading to Europe to head up design at Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and Fiat. Autoline After Hours viewers will remember him from his appearances on the show, which were always fun and informative. Klaus started at Mercedes and joined Chrysler after Daimler acquired it. He stuck with the automaker after the German automaker sold the company, and now his loyalty seems to have paid off. People wondered what would happen when Ford stopped making the Crown Vic. But just going by the eye test, Ford still dominates the market for cop cars in the U.S. It seems like everywhere we go, we see the automaker's Explorer Interceptor patrolling the streets. So it comes as little surprise that Ford just announced that the Sport Ute is the best-selling police vehicle in America. Ford now controls 61% of the market. With this much success, it makes me wonder if we'll ever see a 5.0 police Mustang again. Coming up next, VW's diesel emissions scandal is forcing it to revamp its product strategy. In order to try and stop the bleeding, VW's new management team is shaking up the company's strategy. Not surprisingly, the automaker says diesels sold in North America and Europe will be equipped with SCR and AdBlue technology. But interestingly, the company is putting more focus on electrified vehicles. It will use its new MQB modular architecture to develop plug-in hybrids with more range. 48-volt mild hybrids and pure electrics with a range of up to 300 kilometers or 186 miles. The company will also create a new standard architecture for electric passenger cars and light commercial vehicles that will have a range between 250 and 500 kilometers or about 155 to 310 miles. And the new version of its flagship sedan, the Phaeton, will be all electric. After BMW changed its naming structure around a little bit, where among others, we saw the 1 Series become the 2 Series, it was only a matter of time before we saw the souped-up M version of the new 2. And like any M, this car is all about performance. Body panels with a more muscular appearance, quad tailpipes coming out the back, and special 19-inch wheels backed by M brakes let you know at a glance that this car can get up and go. And go it does. When the 370-horsepower inline 6-cylinder engine is paired to the optional 7-speed dual-clutch transmission, 100 kilometers per hour can be hit in just 4.3 seconds. Of course, the interior gets its own special treatments as well. Not only does it get sports seats, steering wheel, and gear shift lever, you'll notice Alcantara and carbon fiber wrapping around the door panels and center console, and special blue stitching in key areas. Look for the new M2 to hit dealer showrooms next spring. Hey, don't forget to tune in to Autoline After Hours tomorrow for some of the best insights into what makes this auto industry run. But with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.